This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
The only guy who played like a star was Maxey last night. You know, Bam, in a game where you need to step up, 10 shots. And 8 of 10, super efficient. Like, why aren't you shooting 20, 25 shots, dude? Because it's not in your – you don't have the balls. He shot 2 of 2 from three-point range. Nothing. And so there's no stars on this team outside of Jimmy. Jimmy's really a number two star. He's really not even a number one. But he's a number one here because there's nobody else. There's no one or two here. Bam plays what Bosch had to do. Bosch had to step back from superstar and become the third wheel. Remember that? That's Bam. He's a third wheel. And, you know, this is an old ass point that I'm fucking tired of making. But this is the reason why you're in the bottom ringer of the playoffs, because your star player can't stay healthy or refuses to play games because he has to pace himself. Like I told you, he's out of gas. He can't carry you anymore. He can only do it for some stretches. So if he starts to play all out now, he has no gas left in the tank for the playoffs. So he knows it. They know it. And this is what happens. And because you have a player that pretty much misses 50 to 60% of the season, not because he physically misses it, it's because he either misses it or when he plays sometimes, he doesn't give a shit either. He's just going through the motions. So we're just kind of, man, you know what we have to hope for? The same thing we've hoped for every year. Hope that Spo just gets it going in the playoffs and puts it together. And these guys, you know, give us another overachieving performance in the playoffs. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your ass and try to talk about Heat and titles and all that bullshit. They're not winning jack shit with this team. Okay? Nothing. You'll never win if you don't have multiple stars. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. And what Spoelstra's done, it just proves he's the best coach in the league. Because look what he has to work with, and he still gets the max out of it. The maximum that you could possibly get out of these guys, he gets every single season out of what he is given. But there are no stars on this team. It's all a bunch of role players. Some of them, one guy might be a super role player, but, you know, it's the same old shit, dude. And any player that doesn't have the star around and is the number two or number three guy goes, oh, this is my time to take over. That's what a star thinks inside. It's not that you're selfish, but you have to be kind of selfish. And it's not that you're being self-centered. You're still being in a selfless way. But the real truth is, it's what Doug Collins, most of you are too young for this, but half of you at least are old enough for it. And Doug Collins describing a play for Michael Jordan was, well, it was give the ball to Michael and get the fuck out of the way. And they beeped the fuck. Not here, but, you know, in a soundbite. And everybody started laughing because that's what a star is. And unfortunately, last night, Maxey was the only guy that wanted to play like a star because he went out and shot 24 times. And he said, no, I'm going to do whatever it takes. 3 of 10 from three-point range, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And then the guy also had 8 rebounds and a block. Kelly Oubre, okay, had 22 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, and he had 5 blocks. The number three guy played better than our number two guy. Okay? I mean, you know, this is just, it's the same stuff over and over again. And their failure, unfortunately, is not to trade for that other star. And listen, it's not their fault this offseason. I got to blame it on Damian Lillard because he's such a wuss. He easily could have stuck to his guns and told Portland to go screw themselves and I'm not going to Milwaukee or trading me to Miami or I'm not going and make hell for that guy. He could have pulled a James Harden, but he's a complete wussy. That's one thing I've learned about Damian Lillard. You might be a tough guy on the court, but off the court, you're a fucking wimp, dude. Like, you are a wuss. You are a wuss of all wusses. You never made a stink there towards the end of Portland. You didn't make a stink when you wanted to go to Miami. You got no balls, bro. You got balls in fantasy land in basketball, Damian Lillard. You got no balls in life, dude. Get out of my face. So I don't blame the Heat for this last offseason. I blame him more on Damian Lillard, who wears a skirt and doesn't wear pants. Okay? So that little girl can go play in Milwaukee if she wants. All right? And go have fun over there. So I don't really care about Mrs. Lillard out there. You know? She ain't got no balls anyways. Yeah, if you're going to play for the Heat, you got to have some balls, bro. You got to have guts. Damian Lillard's not built for the Heat. I can already tell. You know what I'm saying? So, see ya. That's good. I don't blame the Heat for that, but I do blame the Heat overall. Overall, they're a fantastic franchise. They're the best in town, but they've fallen behind now because they can't make deals. And so they have to unearth talent from out of nowhere and then develop it. And, you know, that's kind of who they are now. But they have, you know, they only got a star because nobody really wanted that star. And remember all that bullshit that Jimmy was going to recruit a star? Bullshit. Jimmy can't recruit a star. The best star that Jimmy can recruit is Kyle Lowry. So everybody that told you Jimmy was going to recruit a star was wrong. Okay? And by the way, I hope all those people that wrote all those articles locally, nationally, I hope the talking heads that talked about it and said, oh, no, Jimmy, no, people want to come play with Jimmy. No, they don't. I don't know why, because he's the most passive star we've ever had here. The most selfless star we've ever had here. It's the weirdest thing, because he's the perfect guy to be a two for a one. Because he does not want to hog it unless he has to. You know what I mean? He takes over because nobody else on the team has any balls to take over. So he sits around going, is anybody going to take over? Huh? You know, because Wade can go, oh, Shaq, you're going to take over. Okay, great. Awesome. Oh, LeBron, you're going to take over. Okay, great. Oh, Bosh, it's your night. Okay, great. Awesome. You've unloaded a burden on me. For Jimmy, there's no burden ever unloaded. He's just bouncing around going, anybody else got balls? Anybody? Bam. Do you want to step up? Do you want to be the guy that takes 25, 30 shots? You want to carry it? Oh, you don't. Okay. Passive Bam. I got you. Okay. Tyler? Oh, he's in the ambulance. Okay. Where am I going? Oh, it's just me. This is the same shit. It's the same shit. So, you know, we just got to hope for another overachieving offseason, postseason by Spo. And that's it, dude, you know? So, unfortunately, this is how it goes. But last night you needed a star, and there were no stars to be found, you know? So, stop with, you know, I'm tired of crushing the BAM people. I'm tired of it already. Just like I was tired of crushing Tyler, finally my man Ira gave in already, okay? He's still fighting the BAM fight, which that's another, after all these years? Come on, bro. How much time are we going to wait? How much? He is what he is. He's a super role player, and that's about it. Last night you needed a star. Maxi was the only guy that chose to say, yeah. I'm going to take over. I'm going to be the guy. And Kelly Oubre, by the way, the best two players were on that side of the court. And you played a game without Embiid on the court. So it's like this is the opportunity for you when Jimmy's out. And nobody takes over. Nobody says, this is my team. Nobody. It's the weirdest thing, dude. Really is.
This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
DJ, I don't think we should look at Bam as a letdown. Bam is a hell of a player. But he is what he is. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. He's a hell of a player. Just not a great player. He's not a superstar. He's not a franchise player. Just not. He's a super important player that you need. Like many other players in the history of the game that you have to have on your team. He's incredibly important because he does all the role stuff you need. But what... You guys are disappointed in Bam. I'm not disappointed in Bam. I know who Bam is, and I'm fine with it. Where they picked him in the middle of the first round to what he turned out to be, it's a hell of a pick. Okay? When you pick a guy, what is it, 13, I think it was, right? Or 14, whatever it was. Normally, it's not a superstar. So he's not a superstar. Normally, it's not a franchise player. He's not a franchise player. But you could get a really good player. Well, they got a very good player at 13. Okay? The guy that is a bust, actually, is Tyler Hero. That's the guy you got to be disappointed in. You should not be... Your problem with Bam, if you're disappointed, is that you're not realistic. Okay? So that's on you. I blame all of you, including Jay Gelfand. Okay? Growing and all. He's the same guy. He hasn't changed. He's the same passive person. He refuses to do what you saw Maxi do last night. He refuses. He took 10 shots in a game they needed a star to step forward. 10 shots. He hasn't grown a goddamn bit. And so, as much as I love all of you out there, including Jay, who's a friend of mine, I would tell you all, you're the problem. He's not a star. He's not a franchise player. He never will be a franchise player. He never will be a star. Stop it already. So my beef is usually with all of you out there, not with Bam. I'm fine with Bam. I never say trade him. I always say you need him. I want him. I would just keep reiterating, stop expecting a star because he's not a star. He has no star quality in him. Not his attitude and not his play. Stars carry themselves one way. Stars play another way. He does neither. He is humble. He is a servant. He is a role player. He is there to support. He is not there to lead. And this is proven over and over and over and over and over and over again. And aberrations don't make it reality. So if one game he has 27 points or something, big freaking deal. Duncan Robinson had 30 the other night. Big freaking deal. Doesn't mean you're a superstar. Doesn't mean you're a franchise player. But it certainly doesn't mean you should be disappointed. The guy had 20 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. I know he had 4 turnovers, but whatever. He had a hell of a game last night. Okay? He had his typical type of game, a very good game. In an offensive league that doesn't play a lot of defense, this is what it is. Okay? You're the problem. Stop thinking. Stop arguing. Stop trying to make a case for Bam Adebayo as a franchise or a superstar player. You're the problem. Okay? And if anybody in the Heat is selling that, you shouldn't buy it.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Jermaine is in. Pat Riley hasn't improved the roster since getting Jimmy Butler. But no, wait a minute, Jermaine. But I was told... by NBA people and local writers
And people in the National know that Jimmy Butler was going to be able to recruit another star. I was told that. I was told that people would be loving to come to play with Jimmy Butler, which, by the way, they should. He's about the most selfless star we've had here. He's perfect. He's a perfect number two for a number one. He is the most willing passer, and he'll wait for the garbage points. He'll wait for the – he can't pop outside, and he's not an explosive scorer from the outside or anything, so he needs a real number one. So it's the weirdest dynamic, right? Because I was told that everybody wanted to play with him, but nobody came to play with him. Nobody was making their plans to come. You know, LeBron and Bosch made their plans to join Wade. That happened, actually. See what I'm saying? And so I don't see anybody making plans to join Jimmy Butler. But I was told many times over, I saw it. You can go back. Go find the articles. Can Jimmy recruit a star? Will Jimmy be able to recruit a star? Why don't you go look up on the search engines and check out all the people talking about that and how they're talking about, yeah, no, he'll be able to bring a star. But what happened to that? Because it really wasn't Riley that brought Bosch and LeBron. It was Wade. So don't blame so much Riley. You know, Riley does a lot of stuff, but let's not overcredit Riley for some things. Okay? Let's not go overboard here. All right? But I was told there would be no problem recruiting stars to play for Jimmy Butler. That's what I was told. I'm still waiting for that.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Top Gun Indoor Range, where the ladies can find self-defense classes and basic pistol concealed weapons courses available in both English and Spanish classes. Easy to get to just off the turnpike. Go to TopGunIndoorRange.com.
Big O, I've said it so many times here on the comments. Bam is not the answer. Should have traded him to Brook. No. Too extreme. No. That's an extreme. I have no problem with Bam. I keep saying, you know, remember how we talk about this, Sean, that the people that come out and they say, well, you know, the Dolphins are going to win 13 games every year. And then they get pissed at the team that doesn't win 13 games. But you had the unrealistic expectations. That's you, too extreme. I've had the realistic expectations. And I love Bam as a three. That's what he is. He's your three, bro. You need him. Okay? But you need to find two stars. And you only have one. Bam's not a star. That's all. That's your problem. That's people on the beat. Okay? That's in the Heat organization. That's their problem. They oversell the guy. Writers overwrite him. Some people on podcast and on radio talk him up way too much, and they think he's a star, and he's not a star. Okay? He's an exceptional role player. He's maybe one of the greatest role players I have ever seen in my entire life. Right? All-star. He's an all-star. All-star caliber player, but he's not a superstar. He's not a franchise player. He doesn't carry you offensively. That's not who he is. He's a complementary player. Maybe an elite complementary player, but he's a complementary player. And that's your problem, too extreme. You blame him for something that he should not be blamed for. Pat Riley, who I love to death and is the best, and happy birthday to him today. Unfortunately, the franchise has done a very poor job lately of being able to acquire stars. They no longer have the juice they've had in the past to bring in stars. That's the reality right now. Okay? And again, let's step into reality. I get it. On some podcasts, it's, you know, Homerism USA. It's Hopium USA all the time, and they don't want to live in reality. We have a bunch of terrific young players that they have unearthed, and they have developed. None of them are stars. Not yet, at least. Okay? Does Jaquez have some ability to be a star? Yeah. Has he done it yet? No. Does Caleb have it? I think so too. Is he it? No. And Bam has proven over and over again he is unwilling to become a star because he cannot impose his offensive will constantly. So it's your fault. And let's be honest. The issues with the Heat are, and we're super spoiled because of what's happened the last few years where you've made the finals and the Eastern Conference finals, and that masks the real issues of the team, that they've constantly given away the picks. They have not managed their salaries well. They have given away a bunch of bad contracts over the last 10 years. They've tied to themselves to bums like Dion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside and, you know, and an albatross contract now in Jimmy Butler, that he helps you and hurts you. Because, yeah, it's great to see Jimmy time, but how is it the other half of the year where you're not even trying and you're now, this is the norm now. The norm is I may try 40% of the regular season. I'm going to coast the rest. I'm going to be injured the other part of it. And it's going to cause us to be in the bottom of the playoffs. And now we've got to play our living hell out of it to get up to the top. And because it went well for us last year, we think we're able to do it over and over again, which has never been the Heat way, ever. So, you know, all the shit we talked about that Jimmy is about the Heat way, he actually isn't. He really is not about the Heat way. He's only about the Heat way in clutch moments, in like key moments that he'll try. But the Heat way is working every day, dude. It's outworking. Do they outwork everybody every day? No. No, they don't anymore. No, they don't. And that's because of that guy. Because the centerpiece. And he's really not even a number one. He's a number one because you have no number one. As I've mentioned over and over again, I'm a Heat fan. I'm a long, long time NBA fan. I know what a number one looks like. And its name is Dwayne Wade, not Jimmy Butler. Butler is a Batman to Wade, to Shaq. Batman, he is a Robin to Bosch. He is a Robin to LeBron. He is a Robin to a real number one, okay? I liken this to watching Tony Campbell get picked off the expansion roster from the Lakers, off their bench, and then get picked by Minnesota, and Tony goes on to have an all-star year. Why? Because there was nobody else to shoot the ball for Minnesota. Kelly Trepiuka gets picked off in expansion year from Charlotte, I forgot where, and he goes on to have a all-star year. Was Kelly Trepiuka an all-star? No, but somebody had to shoot for Charlotte. So Jimmy's a number one here because somebody has to do it, and there's only one guy that has the balls to do it and the ability, balls and ability, and that's Jimmy, even if it's in a two-point fashion. So Your problem to extreme, just like a lot of the stuff that I see around town, podcasting, live radio, written, too many people living in fantasy land, and not enough people have balls to actually talk about what's really going on. Okay? It's a bunch of you that keep putting Bam somewhere where he doesn't belong, and that's your fault. And there's nothing wrong with Bam. Bam is fine at number three. And then the real problem is that, unfortunately, the Heat are a great organization. And they keep winning, and they're going to go to the playoffs again. And so you really can never complain about the Heat. But if you want to really point at the real flaw lately, poor cap management, bad contracts over the last 10 years since the Big Three, a ton of bad contracts. And then you've given away picks and picks and picks, and it just keeps setting you back, and you have no firepower to make the big trades anymore. And so you've put yourself behind the eight ball where you're hoping that somebody picks you out of just because you're the Miami Heat. And it's just not enough. And so those are the real issues. If you really want to know why you're not getting over the top, those are the real issues. So write about that. Talk about that. Have some balls. That doesn't mean we want any changes, because I never want to see Pat Riley leave. I love Pat Riley. I will back him up to the death, to my final day, because nobody will ever give me what Pat Riley's given me, just the same thing I remember with Shula. I've already told you this many, 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 many times for like 10 years now. I've been saying this or more. I will never do to Pat Riley what we did to Don Shula. But I'm not going to bullshit. Yeah, they're having problems over there at the Miami Heat with that. They don't know how to get stars anymore. They've lost their way in that sense. That's the real deal, dude. And you could try to build it up and put scotch tape and Elmer's glue and a building block here and a Lego there and whatever, and it's not a championship team. And you can ask, you know, Spoelstra to make a souffle out of whipped cream and cheese. And he does it. But, you know, he can only do so much, bro. He can only do so much. If you don't give him stars, you can't beat stars. And last year, you ran into Denver, who had stars. You can't match them. Unless you have stars. And you remember what it's like to have stars, don't you? Don't you? Okay. So that's the real problems here. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm, you know, I cut through the bullshit on this show. And we talk about what's really going on. Doesn't mean I want any changes. I'm just saying, this is it. And I'll go through the bad times with Riley, because he's given me way too, and this is not bad, because you're still going to the playoffs. You've gone to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 out of 4 years, right? I think it is. 3 out of 4, and then 2 finals in 4 years, right? Something like that. Okay. So, you know, none of us can complain. You have overachieved to hell 4 years in a row. Overachieved to hell 4 years in a row. Spo has outcoached everybody in the NBA 4 straight years. No coach in the NBA does what Spo did the last 4 years. So I know what the hell is going on. I know the greatness of the coach. But let's really talk about the real issues. And the real issues is they've lost their way. They have no discipline. They give away desperate and bad contracts. It's not really Pat Riley-like. Pat Riley, knowing that Dion Waiters needs surgery, he still gives him a 4-year contract. That's so un-Pat Riley-like that that to me was like, wow, dude. And I understood the Whiteside thing, but I never agreed with it. I understood the whole, you know, upside. We're the greatest at developing. We can get the best out of them. I get it. But it's Whiteside, and that didn't pay off either. So, you know, let's talk about what's really going on. Okay, let's get to that shit, and stop with expecting Bam to do something that he's not.